This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is a super friend of the show, Mary Kay Cabot, from the Plain Dealer in Cleveland.com. Of course, she's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Hi, Mary Kay. How are the road woes going?
Oh, my goodness. It's been such a challenging season so far. And I feel like, you know, if the Browns had played somewhat decent football in that game in Washington, then maybe you could feel a little bit better about things going forward. But it was so bad on both sides of the ball that it's just really hard right now to be super optimistic about them getting it turned around in a hurry.
What are you doing? You're making changes? You doing anything that might be a visible change? I would think if you are, today's the day to do it, and that would mean, as you talked with Kevin about yesterday, play calling, does he change? Do you change offensive coordinators, which I don't know if you do? What can you do? What would you do?
Well, one of the things that I proposed yesterday in a column was that he turns the play calling over to Ken Dorsey. Now, does this mean that I think that Kevin Stefanski is not a good play caller? No, he's established himself as a very good play caller and a bright offensive mind, one of the up-and-coming ones in the NFL. We know that about him. But at this moment in time, I feel like they need to do something to shake it up. And sometimes it just takes some drastic move to wake up a team or wake up an offense. And I think that might be in order right now. Look what happened last year when the Buffalo Bills fired Ken Dorsey. Ken Dorsey wasn't the problem. The offense didn't do anything much better when Ken Dorsey was gone. But somehow, I don't know if it had a placebo effect or what, but they went 6-1 after he was fired. I have no idea what it did to that team psychologically or whatever the case may be, but it did something. And I just think that right now the Browns need to do something, and they've already told us that they're not benching Deshaun Watson. So if you're not benching Deshaun, I think you have to do something else. And what else can you do? You're not going to take play calling away from Jim Schwartz. That's not happening. It's one tangible thing that I think that you can do to see if you can't jumpstart this offense.
Mary Kay, if it wasn't for the contract, Deshaun Watson would not be starting, or would be? I've heard more analysts over the last week say that contract is the only reason Deshaun's still in the starting role.
Well, here's the thing. When you're listening to analysts that are talking from the outside of Cleveland, they don't know all the inner workings of the team. They don't know exactly what's going on in Cleveland. If you just look at some clips and you just study some film, you don't know all of the extenuating circumstances that are going on here. I mean, let's think about this for a minute. We've been talking about it all season long. Amari got off to a horribly slow start. David Njoku missed 3 games. Those are your top 2 weapons right there. Deshaun is coming off of shoulder surgery. They have a brand new offense. They're challenged at the tackle spots. They've been challenged now at right guard. They've got a rookie in there. They've had other issues on the offensive line and with protection. They can't run the ball. So I think it's just too easy and too simple to point the finger right at Deshaun Watson and say, That's the problem, and that's how to fix it, by benching him.
If you're Andrew Berry, are you looking at this offense and thinking, I need to go get something to bring in here to help this team? Or is it all internal?
You know, maybe you do. Maybe you do need to go get something to help this team. I don't know what that would be. Maybe it's another running back. I don't know when Nick is necessarily going to be ready, and I don't think people can expect that he's going to come in here and save this football team. I think that's too much pressure on him. But maybe you do go out and try to find another receiver that might mesh well with Deshaun Watson or something like that. You have to try something. If you still think that you're in this and you have a chance, and right now I think they have to look at it like that, because look where the Bengals are right now. What if, and I said this on our podcast yesterday or the day before, what if something happens with the Baltimore Ravens and Lamar Jackson has to sit down for 5 or 6 games and they come back to the pack a little bit, and you've got the Bengals at 1-4 right now and the Browns at 1-4 right now, and the Browns get this turned around a little bit. It's a long shot. I understand that, but it's too early to write this football team off. So I probably would go out and try to get something that might help this offense right now.
Mary Kay, we said the same thing yesterday. It sounds preposterous because we're watching what's happening with the Browns. They're only 2 games out of first place, and there are a lot of games to play. If they get it together somehow quickly, you never know what could happen here, because, again, nobody in the division has run away from everybody right now. So, I mean, though it looks pretty dire right now, get it together and go win some football games. You never know what can happen here.
Right. They have enough talent on this football team that they should be able to get it turned around and win some football games. And things would look a lot different right now if they could string together a couple of victories. Suddenly, you're maybe 1 game back, maybe whatever. All of a sudden, you're very, very close to being in contention again. And again, right now, I understand it seems so far-fetched. It seems very hard to believe because of the way that they're playing. But it's not just offense. Look at the defensive side of the ball, right? They have to figure out what's going on over there as well. You've got guys that are not playing their best ball for whatever reason. It's kind of hard to understand it. But those guys need to figure out what's going on with them. They all need to do a little bit more, like Kevin Stefanski preached last week. Everybody do more. Watch more film. Watch your own film. Watch film of the opponents. Talk to the guy that you play next to. See what you can do better. Sit down with your position coach. Go back and watch your film from last year. Everyone needs to dig deep and figure out what they can do a little bit better. And then in the tackling realm, I've always said this, it really is a want-to kind of thing. You have to really be able to find that hustle within yourself that you're going to do whatever it takes to, you know, to make that play. And I just think they need more of that right now.
Mary Kay, the latest lawsuit against Deshaun Watson settled, according to multiple reports. Do we think the league is going to give any more discipline on this, or does it seem like we'll turn the page on this and just can move forward? What are your thoughts?
I don't think the league is going to issue any more discipline, considering that it is settled and they probably won't now have an opportunity to interview the plaintiff, and it's confidential, the agreement. So I think it's probably over for now.
Does it surprise you they settled, or was that your expected outcome?
I expected it was going to settle. I had been hearing for a couple of weeks that they were probably going to settle. And so, no, I'm not surprised by that at all.
Okay. Any help on the injury front? You think it's coming back this week? Although it seemed like they got a little bit of help on Sunday, and that didn't seem to help.
Well, they did get a little bit of help on Sunday, but David Njoku sort of got eased back into the lineup, and then he suffered a knee injury. So I don't know what's going on with him yet. It's hard to get information on a Tuesday. When we get back out there tomorrow, obviously, we'll have a better idea of who's going to practice, who's not. But if they're back to losing David Njoku again for any length of time, that's not going to help matters. I'm sure you guys watched some of that Kansas City game last night. I was very intrigued by 4 tight ends, right?
That's what I thought, Mary.
I was thinking Kevin must love this.
I mean, Andy Reid had to use 4 tight ends. You do what you have to do in a situation. But if they're going to be without David Njoku for a while, then they're going to have to figure something out there. And maybe they do need to go get a few other weapons for this football team. I'm not really exactly sure what the answers are. But again, if Ethan Posick is out for any length of time with his knee injury, That's going to be trouble right there. I think that the biggest problem in my mind has been the woes on the offensive line and the inability to keep Deshaun protected and upright.
Zach Zinter seems to have got a welcome to the NFL lesson over the last 2 weeks here. Between that and DeJuan Jones just doesn't look like he was as good as he was last year. Do you just want to address both those players?
Well, as far as DeJuan Jones is concerned, let's remember that he had MCL surgery in December, and then he was not able to work out all offseason. He was not able to run, play pickup basketball, do all those things to get your conditioning back. And I think there is something to be said for trying to come back from an injury like that. It takes a while, especially when you're a big guy with all that weight on those knees and on those joints. And then he suffered a shoulder injury. I think he misses Bill Callahan. I think it's a combination of a lot of things. So hopefully he'll get it turned around. But maybe Jack Conklin will get in there for a while and DeJuan can sit down, try to heal up a little bit, and maybe watch from the sidelines a little bit and then get back out there with a fresh perspective on things. And then, I'm sorry, who was the other guy that you asked
Zach Zinter. It seems like he's gotten a welcome to the NFL rookie kind of feel.
Oh, he really has. Yeah. I mean, to go against, for your first two assignments to include Christian Wilkins, Daron Payne, and Josh Allen, that's really a tall order for a young rookie. And I talked to him after this past game, and you could see he was visibly upset. He's fighting out there. He had that false start on the Dante Foreman touchdown. These guys are out there fighting. They're battling. They're hustling. They're doing the best they possibly can. But it's difficult right now when you're making your first couple of starts in the NFL and you have to go against guys like that that are stunting and twisting and blitzing and doing all these things. It's very difficult.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld at Odyssey Podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mary Kay, this team has not run the ball a ton. Only three teams fewer rushing attempts per game. Do you think it's because the philosophy, or do you think they can't run the football?
I think that they haven't been able to run the football. And I think some of that is directly tied to the offensive line woes. But they have to get that figured out because you can't go 1 yard on first down and 2 yards on second down. That's not going to cut it. Right now, they have the lowest average of 4.0 yards on those early downs, and that's why they are last in the NFL on third downs. And, I mean, I don't know that you can really blame all of that on Deshaun, that they're getting 1 and 2 yards on first and second down or 3 or 4 yards. That's a huge problem. They need to take a look at that and figure out what they can do to change that up. But teams are blitzing the heck out of them. They're not picking it up well. They're not handling the pressure well. He's getting sacked on those blitzes. He needs to do some things well. I'm not absolving him by any stretch of the imagination of blame in any of this. It's really just systemic. It's team-wide right now, and they really need to be in those meeting rooms figuring it out.
Mary Kay, as always, thank you very much. We're reading you every day in the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Thank you, Mary Kay.
Thank you, guys.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Mary Kay Cabot from The Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, was on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. We're going to talk about what she had to say. I'm going to ask you this. Can the Browns actually bench Deshaun Watson? We have answers next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.